This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and this is where I give you the courtesy information that if you've missed anything, you need to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and catch up on all of these messages, because truly I have been building on everything. You can also go there as well to sign up for our daily devotional that is on knowing and believing the love of God. It takes you about 90 seconds to get through. I know it'll be a blessing to you. Now, we've been talking about how God treats people or God's expectation of people. And so we've been looking at how where Jesus is teaching on this man who has two sons in Luke 15 and verse 11. And we're seeing this loving father in the way he responds to both of his sons. Okay, so let's get into it. I guess in one way you could say this is Prodigal Son Week here on the broadcast. But anyhow, it says this. It said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. When you're younger in the body of Christ, it sometimes seems like it's easier to see, because the more you mature, just like in life, Jesus expects more out of you. So he goes on here and he says, so he divided him his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Evidently, he thought he had a better way to live. He thought daddy was wrong about the way life ought to be lived. Daddy was just old-fashioned, and so he decides to go out and live on his own way. And guess what happens? It's messed up, okay? And so he loses everything. But when he had spent all, there arose a famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. Really bad for a Jewish boy to be feeding pigs. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. So, again, this isn't an instantaneous thing. He's made a choice. And again, this young man is not here by the father's doing. He's here by his own doing. If you are in this world and you're blaming somebody else for how you ended up in life, you're wrong. It's your choices that got you there. There might be some minor setbacks, but ultimately it's our choices that put us where we are, okay? And so he says he's stuck. He's right there. He's eating. Technically it says he's wanting pig slop, but they won't even give him pig slop to eat. That's pretty bad. And evidently this went on. This wasn't just like the first time, like, oh, this is crazy, I'm leaving. This is going on for a while. Why is it we sit there in pride and don't run to God? Well, he's probably mad at me because I've wasted so much. No, he's not. We're about to see how Jesus said a loving father acts. And that's not how it is. Now, this also tells you something about dealing with people. Well, let's go ahead and read this next verse. It says, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have enough bread to spare? I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Okay, so he comes up with a game plan, basically, right? This is what he's going to do. But it occurs to him that, you know, I might not have agreed with daddy, but daddy's got a better life than I do. In fact, daddy's servants have a better life than I do. It seems that when people follow daddy and do what daddy says, things work out, that they're well taken care of. This is an exact thing with your father, God. Why do you think God is trying to take away your fun? He's not. He's not an old fuddy-duddy. His ways are not old-fashioned. They just happen to be the best ways and the most effective ways to live life. That's what this is about. Okay, that's what he wants for you. But this boy, even after he messes everything up, he finally occurs to him. And he doesn't really understand the father because he says, I'm going to go back to daddy's house and I'm going to become a hired servant. I'm not worthy that you should do it. Absolutely, he wasn't worthy. He went completely against who the father was, how the father lived his life. He didn't do anything the father had him do, right? And so he comes up, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. This is exactly what I'm going to do. Since even the hired servants have a better life than me. Think about that. You've gone to being prosperous, having everything, to you have nothing, to you're envying the people who used to serve you. Because daddy was right all the time. Daddy's way of living was right all the time. So he gets his plan. I'm going to go back and I'm going to be a denominational Christian. I'm going to be a Catholic. I'm going to be a Baptist. I'm going to be a Methodist. Why do I say that? Because this sounds like something some of those folks would say. I'm not worthy. I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And because this is the way a lot of people think when they get in sin. I don't even know if God would really accept me back. Oh, I need to sit here and tell the Father what a worm I am just to get him to help me. I need to tell the Father what a dirty dog I am just so that the Father will allow me to be a servant. I got to tell him how terrible I am, how messed up I am, how wrong I've been just to be able to get in the house. Oh, I've been so terrible. So what happens? Now he acts on it. Now, okay, I need to go back to this because the Lord just brought it up to me again. Verse 17, but when he came to himself, folks, you have loved ones, you have people, or maybe you're yourself or that need help, but you won't come to yourself. You know, most people would have done this. This is the way most people do. Daddy, listen, I'm down here eating out of the hog trough. Can you send me some money? Can you send me some stuff? Well, son, I need you to change the way you're living first. No, I'm not doing that, Daddy. I'm right. Nothing's wrong with the way I live. Nothing's wrong with the drugs I'm doing. Nothing's wrong with alcohol I'm doing. Nothing's wrong with these people I'm running around with. Daddy, you're just an old fuddy-duddy. I don't want to hear your trash and all that. I don't want to hear about how I've messed up and how I need to change. Just send me my money. Give me what I need. If you really love me, you give me what I need. Do not let anybody blackmail you into that. And let me tell you something. If you're one of those yahoos running around from church to church who wants money and things but doesn't want the word, there's a problem because you haven't come to yourself yet. Because when you come to yourself, that's when you can actually receive help. And when you come to yourself is when you say, way I've been doing isn't right. There is a better way to live and I'm not living it. Listen, don't give your kid money for drugs. And if your kid's on drugs, don't give them money for rent. People say, well, yeah, but I don't want my kid leaving on the street. It could help them. People say, well, yeah, but they could end up dead. I understand that. And I don't want anybody ending up dead. But one of the reasons that people do not change their life is because we are constantly trying to undo their choices. Constantly. Well, my choice left me broke. Well, let's not just give them some money until they change what they did to make them broke. If they're still digging a hole, why would you give them anything? They're just going to dig a deeper hole. Let them come to the place they realize the hole they've been digging isn't working. Let them come to themselves. I've had people over and over again say, well, listen, if I thought you were a Christian. I thought you'd help me. I am helping you. No, if you were helping me, you'd give me some food. No, because right now you need to learn that your way of living makes you foodless. And if you want to have food, you got to change the way you're living. People say, well, you don't have any compassion. Oh, no, I have a great deal of compassion. That's because why I'm not going to undo your choice. I'm going to let you see exactly what your choices are bringing you. And let's be clear. Well, you're doing this to me. I'm homeless. I'm foodless. I don't have anything because of you. No, you are the reason you are like that. You and only you. Well, the devil, yeah, the devil might have solicited you, but you chose. Well, God, no, God didn't do this to you. God is not punishing you. God is not judging you. If you have ended up messed up, it's by your choice, and you need to come to yourself. And parents, pastors, friends, you cannot help people out of the hog trough of life until they come to themselves. You can give them food, but if they're not going to change the way they're living, you'll be giving them food next week because they're headed back to the hog trough. Are you with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying? People say, well, that's mean. No, it isn't. Meanness is keep undoing people's choices until they make a choice so bad, so big you can't fix. Listen, let me tell you something. If you've got a kid and you keep giving them everything, you don't make them work for anything, and then they make a mistake and you don't like them, you sit there and say, no, that's not my kid. I don't care if you got a video about it. He didn't do it. And that's you. Please, right now, you might be able to get them out of trouble. Right now, you might be able to undo their choices. But there will come a day that they will make a choice so bad you can't fix it. And the only way to prevent that is let them see the results of their choices earlier. People say, that's not love. Then why is Jesus telling this story and showing this father with this love who did not go to the hog trough to drag his son out, but allowed him to make the choice, honored the choice he made? This is the way true love acts. This is the way true love acts. Now, tomorrow, we're going to start getting into what happens when you, if you realize I've been in the hog trough and I got here by my choice. I did the complete opposite of what God told me to do, the complete opposite of what my mom and daddy told me to do, and now I'm hurting. How can I get out of this? Oh, yes. Yes. And we're going to see the love of a father here in action. Please stay tuned for these important announcements, and please go to our website and listen to this over and over again. Jesus loves you. Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Listen to Michael now.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist